there was a few months where I was like, Dylan, things are, could not be better. Like, I am on top of the world. This is incredible. Like, I'm the best to ever do it. And then like 2 months later, it was like, Dylan, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I don't even think I can create content. Like, am I bad at this? Like, what happened?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Doing the Thing, where we help creators and coaches do their work, earn more money, and grow their audiences. On this show, I track my journey in scaling Grindstone. We'll interview creators crushing it in their space, and I'll try desperately to get you to like me. Hopefully you can use some of these insights to build your own thing better and faster. I hope you enjoy.
Really, really good stuff, man. I got more questions, but let's open this up. We got Colby, we got Gemma, a few people on this call. You just physically raise your hand if you have any questions. What do you want to share, ask, be known? Let's hear it from Colby.
Yeah, man, this is so good, Joe. I love this. Can you walk me through a little bit more about the prep stage and how you can maintain energy and excitement and momentum through the more like semantic, logistical, heavy parts of the prep stage that aren't as fun as recording gameplay or like getting to like the fun parts of creating the content?
Yeah, in terms of like content wise, can you give some like context as to what you do and I can try to tie it together?
Totally. So I'm thinking more for a lot of the creators in our community. I know what I've heard a lot of is like the scripts in particular is like a step that feels like work. And a lot of the prep in general feels like work preparing to make the videos. I know some people that make like creation videos of 3D models. It's like getting everything prepped and ready sucks. Making scripts for like gameplay footage or like especially for events that are happening. Like we have a couple people that do content on sports. And so that'll be like a set weekend schedule, but it's Tuesday and they got to start prepping for the video. And that's not nearly as fun as watching sports and talking about. So when it comes to like prepping for your videos and like staying true and consistent to your workflow, how do you get through the parts that are more grindy?
Yeah, I think a big part of it for me in my space, and I would challenge the people to try to tie this together is, you know, what's the impact? And for me, it's the passion, right? Like I know that the prep that goes in, the scripts, for me, the toughest part is editing. But even that, like I just love doing because it's just a ton of fun. It's me being able to put out this piece of content that's mine that I know is going to have an impact. And look, my audience isn't like crazy big compared to what like take Casey Neistat, for example. I think that's an easy one that we can point to, right? Like my audience size isn't nearly as big, but I'm okay with that. And I think for that prep phase, it is going back to like just enjoying it, right? Like what are the fun parts about it? Yeah, we're all going to have those parts that are really, really tough. I have videos that just don't do well and it can be frustrating. Like that's the tough part because you're like, what am I doing wrong here? Like, where am I missing? But going back to like, this is fun. Like we're making videos, we're writing scripts, like we're doing fun things that people enjoy and it's entertainment and we get to make an impact on people's lives. Like I think that's a big component of it is remembering that why, and it's all part of that process. When you're doing that script, like what's your end goal? What's the end emotion that you want people to feel and how can we achieve that?
Yeah, just to piggyback off that, I imagine the flip side of that is if the only why or end goal you can come up with in your brain is I have to get a video out, I imagine that the pain of preparation of these more tedious tasks, they just are like, they're 10 times as painful. Yeah. Because you don't even really know what you want the viewer, the reader, the listener to get. Like what value, like it's another question that I ask a lot of the creators. It's like, what problem are you solving? What's the problem that you're solving? What's the pain your audience has? And how are you alleviating some of that pain at the very least?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that is a big dynamic of going back to like, okay, what are we giving them in the end? I want to look up this one thing because there's somebody that I follow on Twitter and I want to make sure I quote this exactly if I can find it. Okay, he says, and this guy is very good in the Call of Duty space. He says, storytelling videos are four course meals. And I think this does apply to anything, blog posts, podcasts, novel. He said, the appetizer is the hook. The soup is the challenges. The main is a climax and the dessert is the resolution. Mm-hmm. And when you think through anything like that, it pieces itself together. And it gives you four questions that you can answer for anything that you're doing. Look, sometimes I would actually probably say sometimes you work backwards with that as well, right? Like you have the resolution. Okay, what was the climax to get to this resolution? What was the challenge we faced? And then how do we hook them in? So sometimes it's not always in that order, just from a content creator's perspective. But those are the four questions that you should be looking at no matter what you're doing. You know, what is the resolution? What is the climax? What is the challenge? What is the hook?
I love it. Yet again, on this like in terms of preparation, it's like, can you answer these four questions before, right, before you sit down to hit upload? What a great primer. What a great checklist. Can you answer these four questions? What's the resolution? What's the climax? How are you going to hook people?
And if you were to like, no matter how you consume content, I mean, start to pay attention to these things. That's one of the biggest things that I could tell you is like, consuming content is very valuable. Learning from other people who are successful in the space and not like copying what they're doing, but learning little things and taking, you know, taking something from this person and something from this person and then putting your own little flair to it. And all of a sudden you've kind of created this brand for yourself. I think that is definitely an important one, but start to pay attention to those. They don't have to be these like massive problems and massive challenges that the person solves. Like this could be, I had a flat tire, right? And like you come to the resolution and it's just storytelling. And it's just that type of storytelling is us connecting and, you know, me hearing about your life, but it could be anything as long as there's, you know, those four things.
Love it, dude. Thank you. We are inching closer toward the end of our scheduled time here. I wanted to get Gemma involved. If you don't have a question, that's fine. But I wanted to ask you, what have you gotten out of listening to Joe the most in these 30 or so minutes?
Well, I've wrote down a lot of stuff. So thank you. It's been extremely valuable. So yeah, it's been great. Can I just ask one question out of my very many questions? Did you ever come across that aha moment where everything in YouTube just like clicked together and you're like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing? Or is it more just like you're putting out those videos consistently and you're just putting in the work and getting, you know, everything coming back to you? Or has there been that moment where you're just like, oh wow, this makes sense now?
Yeah. So I'll give you some context here. MySpace and Call of Duty is massive into ebbs and flows. So game gets released in November. We hit that high point into December and January and like February. Then like March and April, things get a little bit boring. Content gets a little bit stale. Kids are in school. Then we hit the summer. Kids are back playing the game. So we have a nice big, you know, ebb and I guess that'd be flow. So yeah, we're at the top again through like the summer. And then now we're in this dip point again. So it can be tough. I think a big part of it is trusting your content as you grow of like, I can do this. I've just got to figure out like where I'm missing. And sometimes all it does take is a video to reinstill that confidence in yourself. I had one, I was chugging along. I was doing well, you know, 10,000 here, 15,000 there. And then I had one that's now at like 420,000. And I was like, whoa, like this is, I like this. This is fun. Like, let me do this again. And I've never been able to replicate it. It was a one of a kind type video in terms of those views, but it does open up ideas. And I think a big part of it is just continuing to learn, right? To take your bad videos. Okay, where did I miss? Was the title bad? Was the thumbnail bad? Like, why didn't people click on this? Was it the watch time? You know, where YouTube gives us everything. They give you watch time charts. Where do people watch? What do people replay? Where do people leave? So really use those to your advantage and say, okay, like, how can I make this even better? But going back to your original question, was there a moment? I would say there was momentum. I went through a few months stretch where things were just clicking all around. And that is what instilled the confidence in me to say, okay, this is what I'm doing. We're going to have bad times. We're going to have down times, but we'll work through it. And I even think Dylan can kind of speak to this because we work together, where there was a few months where I was like, Dylan, things could not be better. Like, I am on top of the world. This is incredible. Like, I'm the best to ever do it. And then like 2 months later, it was like, Dylan, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, I don't even think I can create content. Like, am I bad at this? Like, what happened? And then we were right back on top again a few months later. And I was like, ah, see, I knew I could do it this whole time. I just, you know. So I think that's part of it, is you're going to have those ebbs and flows. And until you experience it, I could tell you that until you experience it, it's kind of hard to know how you're going to react to that. But now we're in this low point and I'm like, okay, like I've been through this before. Like I have confidence in myself. I know that I'll be okay. We just got to wait it out for another few weeks and then we'll be back in that high point and we'll be rocking and rolling again. One thing I would add is when you are learning, stuff doesn't go anywhere. Right? We want to continue to be learning. Obviously, like AI is now becoming a thing, and I'm sure that'll play a bigger role in the future here, in the near future. But when you get that knowledge doesn't go anywhere. You know, you have the ability to get write a good hook. You just got to figure out how to do it again. You have the ability to write a good story. You've shown it in the past. Okay, now we got to figure out how to do it again. The best are able to replicate it over and over and over again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This show has no ads, no sponsorships. So my one request is if you're enjoying it, if you're getting value from it in some way, give it 5 stars wherever you're listening. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, MySpace, who cares? Rate it, review it, and it will make me less insecure and help the show reach more creators and coaches so they can start doing as well as you are. Please and thank you, and let's get back to the show.
This is Juicy Stuff, and we got time for maybe one or two questions. Gemma, you hinted at the fact that you have tons of questions. I would just remind you that Joe's very politely here to give us his time and his insight.
Here.
So please ask away.
Okay, let me score that one off. this one isn't on here, but just what you're saying about learning. When you started YouTube, do you have like friends that you bounce off ideas off of, or have you, like, what was your process of learning? Like, is it all self-taught, or have you done like courses?
Not done courses. Should I have done courses? Potentially, you know, especially when it comes to like editing and stuff like that. Like, I don't think it would hurt when it comes to learning, consume content. Now, I'm not saying like, let's aimlessly scroll TikTok and YouTube and just watch videos that we want to watch. I'm talking about very specific in your niche. What are other people doing that is successful? Same thing with the podcast, right? And I'll also add this, like, be very careful comparing yourself to the top people. Yes, we want to learn from them, but sometimes they can do things that be just because they're number one. And it doesn't necessarily make sense. But, you know, learn from people, try different things. What are they doing? What does their editing look like? Are they putting questions in their title, or are they putting statements? You know, are they hinting at certain things? Are they clickbaiting? You know, all of these little things that you can then take and apply to what you're doing. And then, yes, I would say creator friends is a big one. I have probably two people right now that I talk to very often, bouncing hooks, bouncing titles, bouncing thumbnails, all of those different things off of one another. Mr. B said it best, you know, 5 brains of information is better than one, and 5 brains learning is better than one. You know, if you understand that this color scheme doesn't work and you share that with, you know, another one of your creator friends, now both of you are having success because you're not using that color scheme.
Yeah. Do you plan out your content like in advance? Like, do you have like a schedule that you just follow to a T?
2 words that I have been living by for the past 5 months since I had a kid was patience and flexibility. So yes, I do plan out a lot of my content. In terms of process, it's totally up to you how you want to do it. I'm also quick to move it, not as an excuse though. Like, there's a difference between like, oh, like, I don't want to do this today, so I'm just going to push it, versus a lot of times for me, it's like, I couldn't get this done today. Like, I wasn't able to do it. So yes, I plan out my content and I constantly have video ideas. Like I said, with process, I use an Excel spreadsheet. Like it just makes sense to me, but I have like long form ideas, short form ideas, title ideas. And part of that is because I have the live streaming component as well. And I work full time and my time is spread thin enough as it is. I try to be as productive on those streams as possible. So if I go in with a plan of like, okay, this is going to be the goal for today, and then this is the backup two goals of content that I need, then from there, I can, you know, get the one done. I immediately go to the next one. And then I try to get ahead from there. So yes, I plan out probably a week or so. But I can also tell you that the new game for us is dropping on December 6th. And I already have videos scheduled for that first week, video ideas.
For a game that's not even out yet.
But that's because of history. So I know what's going to work. I'm just going to circle back to it. I know the hot topics. For example, the political cycle, right? It's like every year there's every time there's an election, if you're making election content, you can go back to the same videos that did well before and figure out what worked in the past. You know, I had this conversation last night with a friend of mine who's in the space in the war zone space. And I was like, Chris, like, have you ever gone back and looked at your videos that did best over the past year? And he's like, no. And I'm like, you should. I'm like, because the videos you're doing now are not what was successful for you 6 to 12 months ago. If it worked before, it should work again in some spaces, not all.
This is really good stuff. Before I ask the final question, I will let Colby ask.
I'm good on time. So,
okay.
Awesome. I answered most of my questions with really one or two amazing things. So I wanted to really express some gratitude for you being here so authentically and vulnerably. And the way that I want to express gratitude is by sharing like my big five takeaways that I think are eternal wisdom that will work for content creation and pretty much every other aspect of our life. Now, the first thing that really got me is you said that you have to understand that we're running a business here. And with that, sacrifices have to be made if you want this business to be successful. Do you really want this or do you just want the result? I love that you said it's consistent hard work at learning and improving, and that hard work beats talent. And I think the biggest showstopper that you gave us is what is your why? And I'm just so grateful that you showed up and helped us with that question. So thank you so much for being here, Joe.
Of course. I love doing this. Yeah, I think it's awesome to not only see people in my space, but look, I don't connect with people very often who are like writing novels and, you know, writing blogs and doing podcasts. And it's kind of fun to like challenge my way of thinking as well. Like, okay, I'm talking about hooks here, but like, how does that apply to a novel? Or like, how can we take this and apply it to a blog? And, you know, the same things do apply, but in a different way. And the last thing that I will tell you, I think, I'll turn it over to Dylan after this, is just a unique situation for me. I got into this space 3 years ago because I saw this free-to-play game called Warzone. COVID happened. It was a way for me to keep in touch with friends. TikTok happened. Saw nobody doing Warzone content on TikTok. It just wasn't on my For You page. Everybody was doing Warzone content on TikTok, but that's why I started. Wanted to help people get better. 3 years later, when I talk about running a business, I am co-founding a startup with a friend in the gaming space that we are raising money for. Did I ever think this would happen? No, but it's all because I just did it and I just went for it. And B, because I'm thinking about how to expand this far and wide, as opposed to just, I want to get paid to play video games. It's my view on it, you know, and how can we build this thing out even further?